The Marketplace, or Exchange, is a website in each state where consumers can compare insurance plans from different companies with different levels of coverage. The healthcare law banks on the idea that this will foster competition and drive down cost. New York, Maryland, and Indiana are among the states that have approved and published their rates. But in North Carolina, the Department of Insurance says they're a trade secret and can't be disclosed. Spokeswoman Marnie Schreibman.
I think that a lot of the companies want that because they don't want to expose what they're planning on offering to their competitors while they're still in the process of having these plans approved.
Approval from the federal government is the last step, but it's expected next month, and the rates won't be released until the exchange opens for business on October 1st. A spokesman from Blue Cross Blue Shield reiterated the same message. The company doesn't want to tip off competitors before then. But Timothy Jost says consumers should want that. Jost is a consumer representative for the National Association of Insurance Commissioners.
We really want them to compete with each other. That's the whole purpose here. So if you release the prices now, they have a couple of months to rethink and to say, well, maybe we'd actually like to come in with a lower price because we want your business.
So Jost would like that competition to start as soon as possible. But if the rates are legally secrets that can't be revealed, then it's all kind of a moot point. But business and intellectual property lawyer David Hathaway says companies claim trade secrets all the time that don't hold up in court.
Whenever courts really delve into the issue of whether something qualifies as a trade secret under the statute, a small percentage actually meet the test.
Hathaway says he's skeptical the approved rates would be proprietary enough to qualify under the law. New York rejected similar claims from its insurers. On the other hand, Minnesota does consider them a secret, although the state has requested insurers release that information early. Don't expect to know the rate in North Carolina, though, until the exchange opens in October. The state's Department of Insurance says it doesn't have any intent to challenge. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.